Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Dearie, my famous gelatin mold. Hey. Let's make some room in here.
You keep dog food in the fridge?
It's not dog food, it's fresh cut. Real meat, real veggies.
For a dog.
For Hank.
Whatever her name is, it's just wrong.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
All that won't keep her distance. She was all over me. Just won't let it be home. So I said to her, I've got a girl at home. She's so hard for me, but you gotta leave me alone. She said she didn't wanna listen to me. Knew exactly what she wanted to be. My baby, I must admit that she was getting to me. Waiting for me, wanted me to hold her all so tight. Together, forever, wherever, whatever. They said she couldn't find nobody better. Who wasn't gonna give up on me, never. She said, ooh, you're looking so fly. Every time you pass me by, I like the way you move your body. Girl, I'm just a man. You're looking real fit. Just chill for a little bit. I don't wanna get to me. Girl, you know I'm not afraid. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come and let me hit it again. Come and let me sing it again. Won't pretend, can't be messing around with my girlfriend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come and let me hit it again. Come and let me sing it again. Won't pretend, can't be messing around with my girlfriend. It seems like every day, girl, you wanna be calling me. And when I step aside, you always follow me. You said that you were really feeling so strong about the thong, thong, thong that I wanna see. And when you talk like that, you know you're really teasing me. But I got a girl at home who'll do the same for me. And that's the way that it's gotta be, gotta be. So listen now, lady. Ooh, I like your profile. The way you talk and your smile. But you gotta understand, lady, I'm not cheating on my baby. Ooh, you know the same vibe. You're going home to my girl tonight. And I'm sorry that you couldn't get it done. But the love for my girl's too strong. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come and let me hit it again. Come and let me sing it again. Won't pretend, can't be messing around with my girlfriend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come and let me hit it again. Come and let me sing it again. Won't pretend, can't be messing around with my girlfriend.
Love, you got me golden. And you know you got me open. Since the day we started talking, you and I have had a special little something. When I wake up in the morning, girl, it will be you I be calling. Since I mentioned my phone, baby, doubling. But girlfriend, you know that money ain't a thing. It's who, me? The one and only C-R-A-I-G. Come on, now let me deliver this properly. So the world can see that I ain't the type of guy. And why should I make my girlfriend cry? Can't deny the girl I met was real fly. But it's you that puts me on a natural high. So I just walked on by, ha-ha, saying my, oh my. I ain't gonna let no other girl start troubling. Lose someone like you, you must be joking.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come and let me hit it again. Come and let me sing it again. Won't pretend, can't be messing around with my girlfriend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come and let me hit it again. Come and let me sing it again. Won't pretend, can't be messing around with my girlfriend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come and let me hit it again. Come and let me sing it again. Won't pretend, can't be messing around with my girlfriend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come and let me hit it again. Come and let me sing it again. Won't pretend, can't be messing around with my girlfriend.
Everyone.
everyone. Good evening. And this is Thursday, July the 6th, 2023. And this is a product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business, and I'm your host, E. Davis. And we are live all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. So call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you. This is the multimedia. This conversation is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. All right, everybody. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Much love to you. I'm so excited about tonight's show because we are talking about how to market your business. And I'm a firm believer in branding. I will brand everything. If you are catching me live on Facebook, I am currently wearing one of my shirts. It is the Writer's Block Publishing LLC shirts. I am a publisher. I publish for free. Independent authors, I publish for free. So if you know anyone who likes to write, who has works written and looking for a publisher, feel free to reach out at Writer's Block Publishing LLC. We are free publishing for independent authors at writersblockpub@yahoo.com. And this is one of the very, very cool and creative ways to market your brand, because these are, I guess I would say, not just tips, but tools that you want to implement into your business and things that you have to do on a daily basis, not when you feel like it, not when the season is right, but if you have a legit business and you want to market it, I'm going to give you some tools to do so. Of course, we all know I have my notes. I have my paperwork. So I'm going to go over it with you, and we're going to discuss, of course, each one in detail. First things first, I got this information from the Chase.com Business Knowledge Center, 12 tips to promote your business. And there's nothing wrong with Googling these tips. There's nothing wrong with Googling information. There's nothing wrong with doing the research, because how else are you going to learn? All right, take advantage of local listings. That's tip number one. Register your business with Google. It is new with Yellow Pages. Now, of course, I'm not sure who still gets the phone book. Remember the phone books? They'll be delivered on your doorstep, stop maybe once a year. But it with the Yellow Pages, it allows potential customers to find your company location, hours of operation, and we can find this very easy. Customers can also post reviews of your business. By setting up a Google My Business, it opens the overlay and account. You can make your company more visible in online searches. Extend your reach with free form of advertising. So listing your information on Google, there's ways of getting it for free if money is an option. Social media, we all know I'm a big fan of social media. I have 3 Facebook accounts. I have, of course, an Instagram account. I have a Twitter account. I have a TikTok account. Social media, this is a way of marketing. This is a way of getting out there. Over time, social media has become less of a nice to have and more of a business necessity. So it's great to, you know, communicate with your friends and family on social media. You see pictures of them on vacation. You see pictures of their babies, first, third, second and fourth birthday. But to market your business, social media is the greatest platform, because you can reach not only people within your circle, but you can reach them nationally. And you can reach them internationally. These platforms allow you to actively inform, attract, and engage your followers. Best of all, it's completely free to set up a business account on social media, on all social media sites, making it one of the affordable ways to advertise your business. Create paid posts and other forms of social media ads that will require an investment, however. Now, if you really want to get the ads further, if you only want to get the ads to reach more people, you may have to pay into it. It could be simple as $1 a day. Now, don't let that intimidate you, because maybe you just want to do it for a week. That's just $7. And I guarantee you have $7. If you're going to the convenience store to buy junk food, you have $7. You go into a fast food restaurant, such as Burger King, McDonald's, and buying and you're telling them to supersize it, you have $7. If you're going to the liquor store to get you that wine for the weekend, you have $7. So it's a matter of your priorities, and it's a matter of what's really important to you. I'm a firm believer that people have money for what they want to have money for. It is as simple as that. Tip number three, you want to create engaging content. Content is key to spread brand awareness and connect with your target audience. By creating engaging, informative content, whether through a blog, video tutorials, or infographics, you can show your industry expertise and build trust with your audience. All right, so another concept is create engaging content. So when you put your content out there and somebody comments, comment back. Say, thank you so much. Please follow me at this, or put a LOL, put a smiling emoji. Let them know that it's like a conversation. If you're speaking with someone and they don't reply, they either didn't hear you or they're ignoring you. So you don't want to ignore your engagement. So simply reply, okay? And reply on other people's pages, especially if it's the same type of content that you do. Say, you could say, I love this book. If they're talking about a book, it's a great book. Or they say, interesting read. I'm going to check it out. And actually check out the book and then read the book. Go to that person's page and say, hey, I saw this book on your page. I was intrigued based off of your recommendation. I read it was a great book. This is how you're building up a friendship on social media. All right? Optimize your website SEO. Search engine optimization, SEO, helps your website show higher in Google search rankings. Using relevant keywords throughout your business web pages and blog posts increases the chance of users finding your site when they search online for businesses like yours. SEO involves much more than keyword usage, though, so it is helpful to do some research online, find a book that outlines how to prime your site's performances on search engines. You might also consider hiring an SEO agency to help optimize your site. Now, if you're not tech savvy, and that's okay. It really is okay because sometimes these new social media sites, these allograms and allegories and all this stuff can be extremely overwhelming. That is completely okay and understandable. Hire someone. And again, this generation, these children know how to brand it, how to get it out there, how to market. And even if you talk with them and say, if you talk with them and say, and just be honest, like, hey, I'm trying to start a business. I don't have much money, but if you help me at the end of the month, I could throw you and your friends a pizza party. As simple as that. And you could just either take them to the local pizzeria, get them that pizza that they want, and they can just share with their friends. Or you can just put it out there on social media and say, hey, I need help with optimizing my search engine optimization, SEO. Can somebody please help me? And when you put that information on social media, especially Facebook, everybody and their mother knows somebody. Everybody and mother has a tech nephew, tech niece, tech cousin, tech coworker. They're tagging them. They're tagging them. And that is one of the greatest ways of marketing, okay? Get involved in an online community. One of the best ways to promote your business is to join the industry-specific online community. Focus on building connections with members by actively contributing to conversations. You can build a reputation in your field by posts and comments on relevant blogs and even offering to write guest posts. Simple as that. This will not only expand your network, but also help boost you and your business's credibility. Get involved. One of the things that I do is I, on Facebook, there's a group called Writer's Block. And I've been following them for the past, I think, 4 years. I could be mistaken by the time frame. And there's posts on writing tips, writing questions, and I comment. There's a day where you can market your information. There's a day that you can share your information. And that's the way of getting involved. Also, I reach out to the writers group and say, hey, anyone looking for an editor, anyone looking for a free publisher, anyone looking for this information in book writing, that's how you get involved. It's like your neighborhood. It's like when you're new to a neighborhood, you want to know what's going on. You want to know what farmer's market is. You want to know what local grocery store is. You might get into the neighborhood watch. You want to know where the parks are. You want to know, you just want to know some information about your neighborhood. You have to get involved. If you're one of those people who just move into the neighborhood, who don't communicate with the neighbors anything, you're going to miss out on so much information, especially information that can help build you and bring more awareness, okay? So it's so important that you get involved. Next is use high-quality visuals. Visuals is key. Investing in high-quality visuals, content for your site, and social media is a must. Many users rely on images to decide whom to follow and which pages, which posts to engage with. Consider including photos or videos of your products, service, facilities, or staff. One of the things that I like to use is Canva. I use Canva for everything. I use Canva to market a new book. I use Canva to market a promo. I use Canva to advertise. I use Canva for literally for everything. And it's free. If you want to pay into it, I believe it's $13 a month. And again, people have money for what they want to have money for. And you can make all types of advertising promos for your business to post on social media. All right. We have a track by the International Hall of Famer, Dr. O.
Deny the way that I I'm feeling. It's true. So girl, that's why I'm asking you. Can we run it through and to my place, say to, and we can do anything you wanna do. Hey, tonight is your night. Yeah. When you close your eyes, take a minute, take a moment, realize, do you see me when you fantasize? Tonight I'll be your night. What you thinking? Hey, what you thinking?
Tell me what's on your mind.
What's on your mind?
Y'all live from Lagos, Nigeria, y'all, and my girl right here, E. Davis.
All right, everyone, we are back all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press the number 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is the product of WBNN, and it's a strictly business, and I'm your host, E. Davis. We are talking about marketing your business, talking about using high-quality visuals. So, as mentioned, I'm a big fan of Canva, C-A-N-V-A, C-A-N-V-A, and it is free, and I basically use Canva to promote everything, okay? You could do Instagram stories, Facebook stories. You can make collages. You could do whatever it is that you need to do on Canva. At first, when I started using it, it was a little bit intimidating, but once you start to play around with it, you could do a lot, and I've got a lot of likes and hits from it. I make videos on there. I make just regular posts on there. It is perfect to marketing your business, okay? Pay for advertising, and this is something that I'm a big believer as well. Some things are not free, and for you to get the best service, you will have to pay for it. Now, if you can get things free, if you could do a barter system, that's one thing, but pay for it. Especially if you're looking to expand and reach quickly, faster, buying an ad space can help. Some of the most popular paid advertisement methods are television, radio ads. This traditional form for advertising costs more money, but it reaches a wider audience. Promote social media posts. Again, you may need to pay for that. And again, it can expand more. So if you're trying to be nationally, it can expand more. It can go further. It could go from Washington State to Florida. It could go from the depths of California, Mexico, to all the way to Maine. It could go into the Canadas. It could be international, such as Europe and France, and of course Africa. You will have to pay. Promote social media posts. You can pay to turn one of your business social media posts into an ad. Because once you begin to build up so much engagement on social media, it'll prompt you to make an ad. And again, look into your costs, look into your funds. And here's the thing. I understand money's an issue. So start charging people for your time. If they're calling you asking for advice, if they want you to share their stuff, charge them. Simple as $5. If they know that you have a great audience and they want you to promote, say they have a flower shop, they say, hey, girl, hey, friend, I have a flower shop. I want to tag you in a flower shop. And, of course, when they tag you, especially on Facebook, it is on your page, and everybody who you're friends with on your page will see that. Okay. Set your Facebook up where review and approve the tag. And simply tell your friend. You simply say, hey, congratulations on your flower shop. Very happy and proud of you. But for me to promote this on my page, I need to pay it because that's a type of work for me. And they may be taken back from it because this is a new boss and bold move. But simply say it's business, and I'm trying to build my business as well, and I have to charge. It could be simple as $5. They say, okay, and if don't give you the $5, it's fine. You can remove them from the tag. I met a young lady that she wouldn't buy anything off of me. She didn't support Writer's Block whatsoever. She wouldn't go on the Writer's Block website. And every time I turned around, she was tagging me and a few others to promote her book. I simply told her, unless we are business colleagues, do not tag me or I will charge you. And I removed her from tagging me, and she kind of was in a slick way doing some things, and I blocked her from social media. My name cost. My time cost, and that's what she did. If somebody needs a ride to the grocery store, charge her. Even if it's 2 miles away, that's your time. If somebody needs help babysitting for 10, 15 minutes, charge them. That's your time. There's nothing wrong with that. Charge them. It's as simple as that because your time cost. And the time that you're doing stuff for other people, you could be building your business. It's something that don't feel like a villain. Don't be the bad guy. But let them know that business is very valuable. Okay? And your network is just as important as their network. And again, for you to take that time, you have to be able to charge them. Okay. All right. Now also, pay per click ads. Using this model, you pay a fee anytime someone clicks on your ad. Search engines like Google's offer this service of which your ad appears at the top of results page for keywords you selected. Okay? So if somebody's clicking on your ad, that can either bring you money or cost you money. Participate in local community events. If you operate a local business, attending events virtually and in person, where your target audience will likely be a great work to network. Meet fellow business owners, prospective customers, while promoting your business up close and personal. So you need to get out there. Sometimes we can be shy. It can be intimidating. It can be a bit nerve-wracking. What you need to do is you need to create the alter ego. Are you going in as the neighbor next door, or are you going in as a business boss? Okay, the business boss is M. Simmons. M. Simmons is the business boss, and she needs to bring in her clientele. So what she does is she gets her business cards, and she puts on a nice shirt, nice necklace, does her hair up, slicked down the edges, and she goes to the event. She is not Molly. She's M. Simmons. And that is the alter ego. It's not the Batman, Bruce Wayne alter ego, or the Clark Kent, Superman alter ego. This is business, okay? And you introduce yourself as M. My alter ego, of course, E. Davids. I am an author. I am a publisher. I'm also a business analyst. So when I'm going into the boardroom, I'm not Ebony Dawn Starks. I am E. Davis, and I commanding the respect that I'm giving you. All right, this is strictly business. All right, and meet people that are like-minded like you. Okay, so go to an author expo. Go to a business expo. Go to, if you're in catering, go to cooking classes. Go to cooking events. Go to, if you're a car detailer, go to car shows. Go to car washes. Anything that is particular in your business. And don't just limit yourself there. If go to where the business is. This past weekend in Pittsburgh, we two weekends ago, we celebrated Juneteenth. That's where you should have, those in the Pittsburgh area that are trying to build their business should have strictly had everything they needed to market their brand. And with the business cards, with the flyers, with the information, we have another truck by legendary international internet DJ, Brother O.
Oh no, took a hula dead in the back door. It's been 7 days, so let's roll. Yeah. From the UK to Brooklyn, they know.
Yes, yes.
David, most desperate primo.
Ah.
When we step on the mic, we too cold.
You know the drill.
Remix my fracture, your nose.
You don't know. Now look alive and clap your hands to it. Sexy mommies in the house, shake and dance to it. My hard head's in the place, don't act stupid. Don't act like Craig and Big, most can't do it. Get that ass moving, from the front to back to it. Putting that thumping back to it. It's that music, just set it off and get the mass moving. You tell them about that shorty, you can't do it.
I met this girl in a subway, walking my way. It must have been my day. Seemed like the perfect match for me. So she said to me, Craig, can you give me what I want? I don't know about you, but I feel so good. Girl, I can make you feel real hot tonight. So I said, baby, do it in a pouring rain. Do it again till you call my name. Girl, you got me insane. Can't maintain the speed in a fast lane. Or we can do it on the telephone. Make it moan, make it groan all night long, yeah. Or we can do it on the down low. When you're all alone. Cause it was ooh on Monday, and it was on Tuesday, and it was ooh on Wednesday. Gave her what she wanted through to Sunday. Ooh on Monday, and it was on Tuesday, and it was ooh on Wednesday. Gave her what she wanted through to Sunday. Page two, look at my girl. Come a little closer, give me a 12. Put my hands on your body, cause you're on my mind, think about you all the time. Girl, can you give me what I want? I don't know about you, but I feel so hot. And I wanna love you, baby. Do all the little things that I wanna do. And we can do it in a pouring rain. Do it again till you call my name. Girl, you got me insane. Can't maintain the speed in a fast lane. Or we can do it on a telephone. Make it moan, make it groan all night long, yeah. Or we can do it on a down low when you're all alone. Cause it was ooh on Monday, and it was on Tuesday, and it was ooh on Wednesday. Gave her what she wanted through to Sunday. Ooh on Monday, and it was on Tuesday, and it was ooh on Wednesday. Gave her what she wanted through to Sunday.
Listen. Little mama, you can kill all the drama. Girl, you know you gon' be hitting tomorrow. Probably stay after that. Later on and make a play after that. Get it on and lay straight after that. It's like a natural fact. When you see me, you know how to react. It don't matter anywhere that we at. It's game time. Move your waistline. Shake your tail feather to the baseline. Moving in the same time like we got the same sign. Beep game. It's pro ball and pretty lace come apart. I go off like Liz Mark. Yeah, I talk big talk, but carry a big staff. And stay down for laying it down, your big ass. I know I'm wrong, but damn, ma, I got to tell you for sure. Tell the world like I tell it to you. That it's just a mere mention of you. They make me get in the mood. Most of Craig Dave get in the groove.
Cause
like
it was ooh on Monday, and it was on Tuesday, and it was ooh on Wednesday. Gave her what she wanted through to Sunday. Ooh on Monday, and it was on Tuesday, and it was ooh on Wednesday. Gave her what she wanted through to Sunday.
All right, all right. We are back all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. We are all the way in Lagos, Nigeria. How cool is that? That means we are international. All right. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is a product of WBNN, and I am your host, Davis, and this is Strictly Business. This is just an idea that we're all the way in Lagos, Nigeria. It kind of just makes you want to sit up straight and just proclaim it. You know what I mean? Just to be part of this great, awesome network. It's just, it is amazing. And I want to thank the listeners. Give a shout out to Ava Holly that messaged me personally to let me know that she is listening. Thank you, Ava, for just taking the time. All right, let's get back into it. We are talking about how to market your business, and we went over some, okay, cool tips. We went over, let's see, go through my notes. Take advantage of local listings. Use social media. Create engaging content. Optimize your website, SEO, search engine optimization. Create press release. We didn't even get into that. You have to create a press release. All right, and just call the news to say, hey, listen, I have a business I want to market, I want to promote. Who do I talk to? Okay. They tell you call somebody, that person, you got to leave a message or leave an email. Do it anyway. Even though it doesn't seem like you want to get anywhere, do it anyway. All right. Anytime your business does something notable or newsworthy, draft a press release to send to your local news outlet. This publication actively booked for interesting stories and often use press release to create articles. When they do, it gives your business free publicity, distribution, allowing you to reach a more broader audience. So, and this is another thing that you can do to get your press release. Okay. What you want to do is this. Have a little get-together, a little party. Get you some finger sandwiches. I know somebody has that friend that likes to quote. Presentation. Get you some cute plates from Amazon, some paper plates, and nobody wants to do dishes, and call the local radio station. Ask them to come by or ask them to send someone. Find out what the cost is. Build that money up if you need to, and that's how you do it. It could be at your home. It could be at a hall. That's how you do it, all right? We have a caller in the queue. Caller, please tell us. Thank you very much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, E. Davis. It's Genesis Mars Kemp. How are you?
Hi, Genesis. How are you?
I am doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing really well. Now that I'm speaking to you, I haven't talked to you in many moons. How are you?
Doing well. Just been dealing with some stuff behind the scenes, but I'm still here rocking and rolling, supporting y'all in the network. And I definitely love this topic that you're talking about because so many people forget like little simple things to do to market their business because it may be time consuming, it may feel tedious, they may not see a ROI on, you know, what they're putting in until later on down the line. But once you like start promoting your business and you build those connections, even though somebody doesn't buy from you right then and there, they're going to remember on how you connected with them and how you made them feel. And then they're going to think about you later on down the line, and you never know how they're going to patronize your business later on, you know, whenever another issue or opportunity comes up, they'll remember, hey, I remember when I talked to Genesis, or I remember when I talked to E. Davis and how it was such a warm conversation, and now I'm ready to patronize his or her business.
You know what? You are so right. There was, this is going back, I think 2002, I was at a restaurant called Ponderosa And my youngest had to be maybe 2 or 3 years old at the time. And I met this nice young lady. Her name was Nikki. And she told me she's a hairstylist. And I needed my hair trimmed extremely bad. Like, I had just the horrible edges. And she said she's a hairstylist, but she is working on getting her shop together. But she has such a warm personality, just a very affectionate, someone you just wanted to talk to. And then I took down her number, but I was not able to get to her shop. So 2 years later, I was at work. I was working at Staples. This is in New Kensington, and it's in Pennsylvania. And a young lady came into my checkout, and she told me her name was Nikki, and she does hair. And I said, can I have your phone number? And I reached for my phone book, my little phone book, and it was that Nikki I met at Ponderosa 2 years prior. And I was so excited. I said, I kept your number. I can't believe that. And for years, Nikki was my hairstylist. I wouldn't let anybody else touch my hair. And I studied her until I began to do that, because now I have locks. But she was my hairstylist. And we built up such a friendship that she's like my big sister. And that's the power of connecting with someone. Such a beautiful point, Genesis. Thank you so much for sharing.
My pleasure. Yeah. And I love that story that you share, because you just never know the connections, and you never know how things could come back full circle, especially as, you know, we go through life and, you know, different times and seasons change. You just never know.
You never know. And it's just the power of that connection. That's one reason why Oprah is the way she is, because she knows how to connect with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. So when are you coming back?
So I actually will be back 1, 2, 3, 4, around August 7th, I believe, because I missed my show this Monday for circumstances. But for those of you that didn't check out my show, you could go back and listen to the archives or check out my podcast, which is Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp. Always putting out gems there, whether on WBNN or on my own platform.
That's beautiful, Genesis. Thank you so much for sharing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the class of 21 of Beverly Nation, Genesis Amaris Kemp. And now we have a track by legendary brother, by international internet DJ, legendary brother.
Can you tell me how do you feel? Talk to me. Say you're missing my loving, asking am I gonna give it to you. She said, I like the way you put it down on me, baby. That is nothing more she'd rather do than
follow me.
You know what you gotta do, take my hand.
Follow me to my When I get on top of you,
when I get on top of you,
are you falling?
This is a product of WBNN, and this is Strictly Business. I'm your host, E. Davis, on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And we are discussing how to market your business. And we had some beautiful gems by the lovely Genesis on how to connect with people. And that's one of the ways of getting involved in an online community. That's also one of the ways of participating in local community events. You really want to connect with someone. You just don't want to say, buy from me, or I'm selling something. You really want to connect with a person. You want to let them know that your product is what they need. Your product is something that they want, they have to have. It could be simple, something simple as a ink pen, to a t-shirt. Why is your ink pen or your t-shirt so important? And why do we need that? You want to connect with them. Okay. Set up a trade show. Okay. Now this is very interesting. A trade show brings together buyers and sellers from niche industries, giving you access to real leads. Though setting up a trade show can be costly, many businesses experience a significant return on investment. Collect contact information while you're at the show to inform your email marketing the efforts after the event. So, and again, I know it's easier said than done for people to actually have funds in the bank account. If you only have, say, $5, and it could get that real. Ask people to invest in you. It's that simple. It's as simple as pie, because all they can say is no, and you know no means next. Okay, reach out to your friends and family and say, hey, I'm starting up a business, I'm trying to have a trade show, I'm trying to have a release party, I'm trying to do this, can you help me financially? All I need is $10. And you could say something as clever as, I am just one sale away of reaching my goal. And you may not be one sale away. Say you need to raise $200, say for food, for decorations. I'm just one sale away. So one sale meaning that they could give you that $10, and that's going into the pot, and then you reach out to the next person. Hey, Betty, I'm starting my new business. I'm having a release party, and I just need help getting everything I need for this party. Would you mind investing in me? I'm just one sale away. I'm this close where I got to purchase it. They might even give you stuff. They might say, girl, guess what I got? I got a nice table setting. I got nice flower arrangements that can do the presentation for you. And that can save you money. And Betty can come over and help you set up. And next thing you know, that might be your event coordinator for another event that you may have. Reach out. And in this trade show, look for sponsors. Reach out to sponsors to say, listen, I need you to sponsor me. You don't have to go to the big businesses such as Walmart or McDonald's. You can go to other small businesses. You can go to a flower shop around the corner. They say, hey, I'm starting a new business, t-shirt line. I just need some sponsors. Sponsor me for $20. $20 is not a lot of money. And you could and then too, it's a ordering system, because you could use their flowers to for the presentation. And that's basically what it is. And don't be afraid to do so. There's so many people that are afraid to go out there and reach people and make that connection, because it's the power of networking, okay? Because if that flower shop sponsors you, then, again, you can have a nice little flower arrangement for your centerpieces, nice little flower arrangements for, say, if you're in the backyard, you might have a set of roses, you may have a set of tulips, you may have this, and it could be some, and even if it's not as lovely as flowers where you're doing, say, t-shirts, little rose petals around the t-shirts can set the presentation. It's that simple. Host a workshop or webinar. One thing that Brother O gets on me all about all the time during a masterclass. He has his own masterclass. And you could do that. You can teach and help people to gain exposure and position yourself as an authority in your field. Because if you know what you're talking about, again, charge people for the information. And you don't have to charge them arm or leg, because if they want it, they'll pay for it. Like I said, people will pay for what they want to pay for. All right? Consider hosting a workshop presentation online or in person, particularly in your business, involving specializing skills or technical information. I have hosted numerous workshops, writing workshops. I have taught on creative writing classes. I have taught character development classes. I have taught plot development classes and writing techniques. I have done that, and I've charged a nice couple of bucks. Nothing lavish, nothing crazy. I rented a hall, had a projector, and I taught. And I had door prizes, and I had raffle tickets. And this is how you bring in the money. This is how you market your business, all right? Offer discounts or free products or services. When you're selling something, give something away. A pen with your business name on it. Say, hey, thank you so much for stopping by this table. Thank you so much for coming through. Here's a free pen. Here's a business card. Here's a bookmark. When I sell books, there's a bookmark in there. It's free. And a bookmark may not seem as grand, but when you're printing it on your printer and you're cutting it out and you're formatting the bookmark, it's a lot of work. I've given away tote bags with my brand on it. I've given away the Writer's Block t-shirts. I give stuff away because I want to promote my business. And that's what you do. Ask your friends and family, even if they're having t-shirt, put the t-shirt on, take a picture, put it on Facebook. Take a picture, put it on social media, on Instagram, Twitter. Let people know. Give it away. Put your pens on there. Put your bookmarks on there. Anything that will let people get people talking about your business. Introductory discounts and free trials draw new customers by offering incentives for their interest. Again, I don't have to buy anything, purchase anything, but it's bringing awareness to your brand, okay? You can encourage referrals by offering customer deals that they can share. You can say to them, if you get me 5 clients, I'll give you a free shirt, give you a free tote bag. I'll give you a set of pens. I'll give you free legal services, anything like that. And I'll even get into more detail after we have a track by legendary international Internet Hall of Famer. This is the man with the master plan, Brother O.
Got a phone that's near real hardcore from the run to the best, that's where I was at. You know, it's about the man, do it like that. My body over you. And I'm sure she was irresistible. The future was foreseeable. To the bar, and then we found ourselves in the back of my car, breaking a laugh and giggle, ha ha, my body all over you. I didn't wanna take it too far, especially in the car, got more respect for ya,
señorita.
Ooh yeah, now you're my partner, oh, come on.
Callers, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace, E. Davis. My travel name is Huni Bakatun, and my pen and stage name is Master Tar Magic Man Haru. How you doing tonight?
Good evening. How are you, big brother?
I'm doing excellent. Always enjoy and really appreciate the business sound advice you always provide for us and our great company of WBNN. You know, to add on to your build, I want to say throughout my many years of experience, I like to build relationships because in the process of building relationships when it comes to business, that can turn into multiple things, not just, you know, support for your business, but, you know, support of you. And who knows, sometimes you can end up being adoptive families to each other, you know. So that's why I prefer building relationships and meeting people on different types of levels. Also, throughout my experience, really, really possible is to meet people in various areas when it comes to business. Sometimes meeting people during the course of a lunch or a breakfast, or sometimes it can be a dinner. And there's so many ways that you can get it in when it comes to people. See, what I'm thinking is long-term, not just like a one-time, you know, like buy a product and then just never hear from that person again. So, that, again, that's why I prefer building relationships when it comes to business.
I like that. It's so important to build that relationship because it builds that trust, and it also expands the network. If you think about, I'll use the music industry, for example. Sometimes, you know, you'll see Jay-Z, and he's with P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever his name is for the season. And Puff Daddy is that producer. He is that the one that gets the party started. He knows how to gather the people. And if Jay-Z releases a new album, and he wants a certain sound, he knows to go to Puff Daddy for that sound. He knows how to go to Puff Daddy for to generate the crowd. Now, of course, Jay-Z's on his billionaire platform, so he doesn't, quote-unquote, need Puff Daddy, but it's the power of business, okay? And one thing I've learned in the past 10 years is I only associate myself with people that's going to challenge me as a woman, as a Black woman, and as a business person. I can't hang around with anyone who's not going to challenge me because I want to do better. I want to achieve more. And it's not about being greedy. It's just about covering more territory. And that's what I like. It's about, I love your advice. That's you're the magic man. That's sound advice, brother.
No doubt. I learned from the best, and thank you. I've been dealing with business and different types of business for so many different years. Also, I like our business of WBNN. And speaking of that, my next advancement would be another episode of Me and My DJ. It'll be on July 27th when me and Hall of Fame Four Times will go one-on-one, but this time, is he's going to throw something extra in the pot. We'll be taking it back to the so-called Black exploitation films. And the first volume one that's coming up, we'll be talking about movies that made us and during that era, okay? And it'll be a special tribute to the late, great Harry Belafonte. That'll be July 27th, okay? And I definitely want people to tune into that. And this soundtrack of our lives by Craig David by Hall of Fame Four Times is definitely right on time. Actually, I never even heard of him, but that's our producer and DJ extraordinaire and so many things by providing so many things for us. And again, a lot of what he played, you know, because I don't listen to a lot of radio. You get what I'm saying? So I definitely give thanks to Hall of Fame Four Times for using his divine gifts and talent, like he's playing for us the soundtrack of our lives featuring Craig David.
All right. You said July 27th.
Yeah, July 27th. It'd be me and my DJ. And I'm telling you, me and Hall of Fame Four Times. And we're going to, the first thing that's up to bat, we're going to be talking about Uptown Saturday Night. I don't know if you might be too young to remember that one. That's a classic that we're going to start off with, man. It's going to be a special to the movies that made us.
Was that with Bill Cosby?
I'm sorry. Yeah, Bill Cosby, Harry Belafonte. wow. I mean, what was his sidekick name? Hall of Fame Four Times. I drew a blank. What was his name? God dang.
Sidney
He's
Poitier.
Another brother, but he Sidney Poitier. Yes. One of the best movies that ever came during that era.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
We will definitely
have
that mark on
my
calendar. I have a mark
Make sure
my
you
calendar.
Put on your bell bottom. You might be listening, sis, but maybe, even though you're listening and the whole world will be listening, you still need to put on your bell bottoms and take it back to that era, man. You enjoy it more.
All right, I'm going to put a pair of my Amazon cart. I'm going to order a pair from Amazon because you know I can't find no bell bottoms around here. That is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Huni Bakatun, Class of 2007 at Beverly Nation. Thank you, Big Brother Huni Bakatun. And we have another track by international DJ legend, Brother O.
Yeah, I know that. I said I'm feeling it, I'm feeling it, I'm feeling it, yeah. I know that you like the way that I put it down on you. You know I am.
We were meant to be together for eternity, but now you're gone. It's plain to see I was living just a fantasy. So many things that I like to do. If ever I found a love that's true, finding it hard to push on through, cause I've been away from you.
When I first met you, when I'm standing up by the bus stop, I knew you were something special. Weak in my knees, I wanted to drive. Yeah, yeah. So we touched each other. What we are going on was so hot. Yeah, I never thought you'd leave me. No, but you know what?
We were meant to be.
We were meant to be.
Eternity.
Oh yeah,
but
lady.
It's plain to see I was living just a fantasy.
To get over you appearing in everything that I do. It was only last week Friday when I saw you out with your girlfriends walking around my way. Yeah, yeah. I see you when I'm standing up from this love I've had. I've learned a lot. Yeah, I never thought you'd leave me. No, but you know I.
Lady. You kept it rolling. You knew I wouldn't stop. You said you wouldn't leave me. You said you wouldn't leave me, baby. But you know what? Ooh, yeah.
It's plain to see
that I was living just a fantasy. Living just a fantasy. Oh, yeah.
I found the love
that's true.
I know that
you don't know what
I said. I'm feeling it, I'm feeling it, feeling it.
You don't
yeah.
know what I've been going.
But I know that
you don't know what
I said. I'm feeling it, I'm feeling it, feeling it. Yeah.
All right, that is the soundtrack of our lives. Grammy Award nominee from the United Kingdom, Sir Craig David. And this is Strictly Business, and I'm your host, E. Davis. Now, tomorrow, I want to mention we have The Talker. That will be on 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you want to stay tuned, give us a call for that. That's 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I just want to go over my final thoughts, and then there'll be my favorite time of the segment, which is Ngozi time. When it comes to marketing your business, I will say for me personally, I had to truly understand the purpose of my business. For me as an author, too many publishers told me no. And this is the writer's challenge. When you have a book written and you reach out for an agent and they're telling you no. The thing of rejection became to surround me like a fog. It was just very foggy. It was like I couldn't see my way out. And marketing was hard for me. It was just, I didn't even know the first thing about marketing, about branding. So instead of that, I had to learn how to publish myself, right? And that's when you do the research and things like that. And I enjoy publishing myself because an agent can't tell me no. There isn't a market for my book. This is what they were telling me. I'm looking for an agent. We don't have a market for your book. We don't have a market for your book. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to learn how to publish it myself. And no one's going to tell me no. And no one's going to tell me what I should and shouldn't be writing. I have always wanted to start my own publishing company. That was something I thought maybe one day when I'm in my 60s. I always jokingly say I need to be on Oprah's level because when she had the Oprah show, she didn't end up doing the O magazine, right? And plus it made sense to me as an author, as a writer, have your own publishing company, have your own business. And it was just hearing how it was hard for those who just want to get their book published. My friends and family that actually like to write as well, they were having a hard time getting the book published. So what I did was I just had to just focus. I said, sure, the money is nice. Getting that money as an author, getting that money as a publisher. And again, we publish for free, but the editing that we do charge. So the money is nice, but it is more than just having a story out there. What is the purpose? I understand what your purpose is. My purpose is I just want to tell a good story. I want to put you in a creative realm and just make you believe that this is possible, whether it's a fiction story or fantasy story or anything like that. I knew I was going to be a writer when I was 8 years old. There was nothing telling me that I could not write a book at 8 years old, all right? There is no feeling like holding your published book in your hand, all right? Or holding that manuscript in your hand, looking at the glossy cover, reading the book jacket, and seeing your name on the book. It's like you gave birth to your baby because there is pain. There is emotional pain. There's a mental pain. So that's definitely unlike birthing a baby because women go through the physical pain. But when you actually see the finished product, you see your baby in your hand, there is something so surreal and so surround. I wanted to provide a platform for independent authors. I wanted to create a business where authors can come and express themselves. So I did. So that was mandatory for me to understand my purpose. One is to be an author. I am born to tell a story. I'm born to put you in an atmosphere. I'm born to put you in that realm. To understand the business mind of it because it's independent, where I got to market myself, I got to network myself, I got to present myself, I got to brand myself. That's where you have to learn the business, and you have to work every single day. You can take a day off and enjoy your time with your friends and family, but you got to go back to work, right? Monday through Friday, just like any other job. Whatever your hours of operation is, that's your hours of operation. Tell your grandmother, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your uncle, and tell your cousin that you can't talk on the phone, you don't have that kind of time because you have to work. Rather, it's doing the reading, doing the research, doing the networking, you have to work, okay? And you have to understand your purpose. What is your purpose of getting out there? And it's not just to make money. It's to really tap into the purpose. Is it to bring awareness? I know for a fact that this station right here, WBNN, was created to other people to build their platforms. And one thing that Brother O has taught me is he has tapped into who I am as a person, who I am as a business person, and showed me that I can do this. And that's why he encouraged me to start my own podcast. And I have done already 3 episodes, which I am very happy about and proud of and getting ready to do starting again next week. He said it takes a quick hiatus to reorganize some information, but we are back with the E. Davis Show. All right, now we have a gozy time.
We had Wanda Walker and the Talker right here on the legendary Beverly Nation right here on WBNN 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time. So join us. An outstanding performance tonight by our young lady, Missy Davis, trying to teach you a better way to market your business. Please listen. Because remember now, the life you save in your business might be your own. And of course, what can I say? The Beverly Nation is advertising too. And Gozy Time Multimedia. Pinterest, Twitter at Ola Deli Malay Ngozi at Facebook. And of course, Ngozi underscore time for all the folks out there in that situation. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ola Deli Dine goes with my gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malay Ngozi, saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio to support us on a constant basis. And now back to Class of 2020, Miss E. Davis at this time.
All right, guys, this is it. This is we're wrapping it up, and just remember how to market, especially your small business. One thing my uncle taught me, my Uncle Micah, you are familiar with him, crazy Uncle Micah. He told me to live and breathe my business. So T-shirts, notebooks, things with your brand on there. So when you're out at the store, to look at Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco's, you're wearing your T-shirt. Learn how to advertise. Of course, he's the one that's on foot passing out the flyers. I'm the one on the social media posting information, but live and breathe your business. Let people know that this is a business, whether you have one employee to no employee. This is a business. You have to speak it into existence. You have to get up and work as if you're punching in a clock. All right, and that's one thing I picked up from my beloved uncle, because it is so important that for us, for people to take you seriously and to understand that you're not just somebody that's talking to talk. You have to live and breathe your business. And remember, you have to create that alter ego. You have to go in with the business name, the business mind, to tackle what is needed for the public. All right, family. Thank you so much for listening and joining. Have a great Thursday.